to be here this afternoon. And also, my name is Matt Kerfman, and I'm a robotic software architect, also in the perceptual computing. Last year, many of you who attended ROSCON in Germany may have seen Amit's presentation, where he proposed working with the Intel RealSense technology and how that could be applied in robotics, and in particular ROS. And that was a very interesting talk where he walked through enabling the Intel RealSense camera with a binary ROS wrapper and a binary driver. Well, we've been really busy, and we're really excited to talk to you about some of the additional things that we've done over the course of the last year and are showing in our booth, and I wanted to really quickly review some of those things. One of the things we've introduced is many more cameras now supported in the ROS ecosystem. We enabled support for ROS with our Intel RealSense SR300 camera, which uses structured light to give you that capability of doing background segmentation and facial tracking for some robotics applications. We're also very excited and introduced in August our new Intel RealSense camera ZR300. This camera is tuned specifically for robots and adds that wide angle lens for SLAM and navigation. It also integrates an IMU in there. And we have some demonstrations of that running in our lab. Over the course of the last year, in addition to our always popular Intel Nook platform, we've introduced a couple new robotics platforms that we think are very interesting for the folks in this audience. We've introduced the Intel RealSense Robotics Developers Kit. This kit contains both the Intel RealSense R200 camera that Amit talked about last year, along with everything else you would need in a box to add computer vision capabilities to your camera, including an Atom-based single-board computer with a lot of the familiar IOs you would expect in the robotics world, the Intel RealSense camera, I said, and also running Ubuntu. It's a, we can boot a full desktop on that. We also put all the power supplies and cables. Everything you need to build sort of an advanced robotics capability for computer vision. In August, we are also really excited to introduce now our new Intel Joule Developer Kit, built upon the capabilities of the Robotics Development Kit. We've worked to integrate a lot of the high-speed IOs in a very convenient module, which allows you to go from prototyping with the care report in the developer kit that we provide to going to mass production with a production device that you would bring to market of yourself. The Joule module also includes all of the capabilities of communication stacks for Y-type, Bluetooth. We support a variety of OSs, including Ubuntu. And out of the box, the Joule module also supports Intel RealSense technology. In addition, over the course of the last year, we've really worked hard to sort of fully embrace and be a little bit easier to work with by embracing open source. So we've worked very hard to take the work that Amit showed last year, now provide that as now open source drivers and open source camera nodes for ROS. And so there's no encumbrance with you to use RealSense technology on your own operating system. If you have more questions or information about the work that we've been doing in open source, I would invite you to go to our RealSense site there at wiki.ros.org, where we're proposing that we will keep sort of all the links to the relevant software pieces for to use RealSense technology in robotics. In addition, over the course of the last year, we wanted to make sure that we could demonstrate how RealSense works with a TurtleBot. So my colleagues, Matt and Mark, who are sitting over here from the Intel Open Source Technology Group, have worked to release all the URDF models and make sort of the RealSense camera a first-class citizen in the TurtleBot stack. We're real happy that these have now been merged and integrated into the TurtleBot mainline. And all of the software, TurtleBot apps, the RealSense driver software, and the RealSense camera nodes, we're real happy are now building in the ROS build farm. So you don't even have to go and pull the source, you can just install support for those like you would any other camera, making that really easy. And finally, it's been our pleasure to work with many of our customers in deploying RealSense technology into products, and these were a few. Many of the capabilities that are demonstrated in these products here, we're showcasing in our booth. In particular, we have a cognitive computing demonstration, which shows a TurtleBot base, which sort of fuses the ability to use speech and gestures together and build some of the capabilities that many of our partners have built. And finally, we have a raffle at our booth. If we have an interest in entering that, we invite you to come and leave your business card. And we'll having a raffle this afternoon and one tomorrow, where we would provide a robot development kit as the prize for that. And then finally, we're really excited to talk about Intel Euclid. And so now I'd like to turn it over to my colleague, Amit.
Yeah, Intel Euclid. So in the last 2 years or so, we were working with startups and companies and academia, getting feedback on RealSense in robotics. And we got great feedback on that. I mean, people loved the depth perception, the size and everything. One thing we saw that something is required is to have like an easy setup and ramp up with the technology to start prototyping and developing new capabilities and new experiences. And this is why we came up with Euclid. The whole idea of Euclid is to have a robotics vision solution which is complete, working by the standards, and easy to use. What do I mean by that? So complete, everything you need to start working with our technology. If it is the Intel quad-core SoC, or ZR300, which Matt described before, that includes depth data and motion, internal storage, communication like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and USB, even a detachable battery, so it can work autonomously by itself. Together with that, we're going to provide some 3D printable parts and 3D printable robots for you to start working if you need. So, complete solution to start prototyping your robots. Second is about working by the community standard. It's important for us that you and other people will want to use our technology from day one. We'll know how to use it and we'll want to use it. That's why Euclid is planned to run Ubuntu 16.04 with ROS Kinetic and have a good integration with Arduino technologies. I will speak about that in a couple of slides. The next thing is about easy to use. We really wanted to have this experience like you have with your phone when you buy it and you turn it on and it just works. You have everything there. So this is why we have the internal battery. And as you going to turn Euclid on, it will have a hotspot. You can connect to it wirelessly from your phone or from your laptop. And there is this web interface, a cross-platform web interface that you can monitor the device, control the device, see the streaming data from the camera, from the capabilities. So very easy to use. And zero installation because the device will run by default ROS Master on that. So you can connect your ROS device to this ROS Master and start using the capability, register to the messages, using the services, et cetera. Obviously, afterward, you can configure it to use other ROS Masters and et cetera. But the first use, the first time, should be very simple to start using the technology. Here it's a video we made showing some of sample capabilities. All right, not everything is going to be on the device itself, but all kind of things that we can run on Euclid and explaining what is the experience more or less can be with it. So this is me with my phone streaming the data directly from the device, the color and the depth data. So as you get the device, you can start seeing what the camera actually sees in real time. On your phone or any kind of other device. Another thing is SIGSTOF. We said we have motion. So here is Maj from our team. He's also here in the conference. And he's moving around the device. And from another Ubuntu laptop running RVs, we're just doing the visualization. So all the data is being calculated on the device itself. And the visualization is being used on another device running RVs. Once we have that, we can do 3D scanning. As we saw before, there is all kind of algorithms that we can use there, open source. For example, this one is RTabMap, if you know. We just ran in there, and we can see 3D scanning of our small lab here. Another example eventually, yeah. So it's another thing we can have is 6 degrees of freedom, very small and simple robot. So this is one of our robots. It's over here in the booth as well. Just Arduino with two DC motors, that's it. But we can get full odometry data from the camera and from the device, understanding where the device is in space, where the robot is in space. And that is obviously very useful. We can do, for example, 3D scan of my building. In this case, it's an even simpler robot, a very small one, and it does 3D scanning and mapping of our lab, another part of it. So you can do these kind of things with a very simple locomotion layer. Just connect this kind of device to it, and it works. Another thing is obviously person following. You can detect person, you can follow him around. So TurtleBot, all kind of devices, it's obviously running ROS, so you can use all kind of robots. The last sample here is just obstacle avoidance. So very simple wandering mode in our cubicle area. So the idea is that you can run all kind of sample application, running your own code, running different codes on it, and very fast prototype what you want. So I'll go a bit into details. Okay. I'll go a bit into details of what we have. So this is the high-level software components we have in Euclid. It's not an architecture per se, but just explaining more or less what we have. And the base Ubuntu. It will have Ubuntu 16.04 and ROS Kinetic as our basics. Together with that, we'll have our cross-platform API, cross-platform driver, and the LibRealSense, which is existing already today that Matt described, with potentially the RealSense Linux SDK who might come at some point. The RealSense ROS wrappers, so you can use everything in ROS, and sample code. Specifically for Euclid, so this is true for also for other modules and other platforms that you can use with RealSense. Specifically for Euclid, you will have the automation nodes and the automation layer to have everything running out of the box, and the command control web interface. And we used a lot ROS for that. We used many features in ROS to help us do that, and I'm going to talk about some of them right now. So one of them is the command and control web interface. We wanted to have a cross-platform web interface to control the device. We were very happy to discover that ROS have a JavaScript interface. We didn't know that when we started the work. And even a video web server. So we're using all of that to stream our data, our streaming data, to control the device. We're even showing the log system in this web interface. It allows very fast to see what device can do. And this basically helped us to reduce the time that it took us to program that. It basically works. We have these Euclid automation nodes. They have some topics. They have some services. And we have a JavaScript client that basically uses those. This architecture allows us to have other clients, like the ROS serial client. And I will explain about that when we go to the Arduino part. Next, the web interface, we created this concept of scenarios. A scenario is basically kind of an application or experience. For example, you want to do a TurtleBot person follower. You will need to run several nodes together, like the camera node, the person tracking node, the TurtleBot driver. So you basically can choose all of them and run them together in one scenario. You can also configure each of them using the dynamic reconfiguration, which is available in the website. So you can, the same website, you can go, you can configure each and every node, tweak them, and eventually when you get to something you would like, you can actually save those configuration as a scenario. This, all the configuration is saved. And the next time you're going to launch the scenario, it will load all those configurations. So you can create different scenarios, different experiences, and then load them as you want. You can even define one of the scenarios as a default one. So you can, as the device turns on, it automatically loads all the nodes, and you don't need to connect to the web interface and everything to load this scenario. So you can do some fast prototyping, understand what you want, how you want to do it, and I think it's cool. I think one of the things here is about Arduino. We really wanted, again, to have Arduino compatibility. Just checking the time. Arduino compatibility, to have makers, people that are using Arduino to do all kind of other stuff. And again, we were extremely happy to discover that ROS have an interface for that, ROS Serial and ROS Serial's Arduino. Basically, it allows you to use Arduino code to get messages and services and basically everything from Arduino. We added in the web interface just a page that you can generate a library, and download to your device. So you can, as you're connecting from your Windows device, for example, to Euclid, you can go to this website, generate the library, download and open your Arduino IDE and see all kind of sample sketches in Arduino and basically program your Arduino. If you remember, I talked about the Euclid automation nodes, and they have services and topics. All of these can be consumed by the Arduino. So you can get even monitoring data like about the battery of Euclid from the Arduino. Or you can even start and stop scenarios and stuff like that. So you can even create your experience on your laptop, create your scenario. And then after that, you can program your Arduino to whenever an event happens, to start a specific scenario. So when the lights go on, you have a sensor for that. You send a service to start a specific scenario, and the scenario will start, and you can do, for example, person recognition. So this allows also for non-robotics developers per se to do all kind of interesting experiences straight away. So the last thing here is about extendability. I mean, this solution is open. It's actually an Ubuntu machine. It has an HDMI connection and a USB. You can connect it to a terminal or through a remote desktop, and you can expand and you can create your own algorithms. You can use open source ones. You can even add everything to the web interface. So the idea is that it can kind of help people from day one, from the day that they open the device, until they want to create new experiences and new solutions. Add everything to the web interface and user scenarios and basically use that as a prototyping, as a development tool to create their robots. It's going to be available around Q1 2017. Don't have the price yet. I know someone will ask for that. But it's coming. You can get information on the web. Just search for Intel Wilson's Euclid. And you get more information. Come to our booth. You can see the demo. You can see the demos that Matt described before about the RDK, about Joule, about our cameras. The RDK is available now, so you can already start, if you're excited about using this technology, you can already start using RealSense technology today. And stay tuned for more stuff. Thank you very much.
Any questions, feel free to step up to a mic.
I have two questions. So first one is, I know that this camera is the 3D depth camera, so it requires the 3D point cloud, so it might need the extensive computing, so was there any lagging issue? And the second question is there any pre-order for this?
Camera resolution, this is the question?
First one is like, was there any lagging issue for the new model since this one requires extensive computing for the depth camera?
Okay, go ahead.
In terms of the computing capabilities, one thing to know about the Intel RealSense cameras is that each camera includes a special ASIC where all of the depth calculations are performed on camera. So this removes the need to perform that calculation on the host PC. And in terms of the Intel R200 and Intel ZR300, come with a 2-megapixel color sensor and a VGA depth sensor.
The second question is there any pre-order for this?
So the Intel R200 camera is available today at click.intel.com, as is the Intel Robotics Development Kit, which is also shipping and available today. Although our Robotics Development Kit has been selling out occasionally, so there's a button that you can click on that to be notified when that's back in stock. The ZR300 camera, we intend to announce pricing and the release date in Q4. The Intel Joule module was announced in August, and that is also available for sale today at newegg.com.
Thank you.
And Euclid, I think we mentioned this, pricing and shipping information will be available in Q1 of 2017.
Can I ask one question? Intel Euclid has a Wi-Fi and video server feature. So does Euclid can live stream and live stream the video in real time? The Euclid had that kind of feature?
Hey, yeah, so the short question is yes, it can. You can live and you can see it in our booth using ROS messages. Basically, we're using ROS to stream the data. You can write something else if you want them.
Can I use this RiboStream data in Wi-Fi without the cable with PC?
Yes, you can. You can. It depends. If you want to use, eventually it depends on bandwidth, how much data you want to send, but just the depth data, for example, in the RGB can be sent, no problem.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the kind of licensing and openness of the 6 degree of freedom tracking kind of APIs and algorithms you're using there. Like, mm-hmm. how available will those be for?
Don't have the answer at the moment. You have. Yeah. No. Thanks.